On the phone with me, I've got Tammy Rogers from the Steel Drivers. Hello, Tammy. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Well, I should say afternoon for you. I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm out here on the far west coast.
You guys are embarking on this amazingly huge tour, right?
Huge tour for us, yes. The 20th anniversary tour. And we knew it was going to be very busy and big, and it has not disappointed.
Good.
It's been awesome.
Good. That's good to hear. 20 years. How do you guys keep a band together for 20 years?
Man, that's the riddle. It's kind of amazing. You know, I think we haven't really thought about like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to last 20 years. It's just been like with any relationship, one day at a time. We've kept going because we love the music, and it just hasn't ever gotten to a point where we've all said, I think we've had enough. We're done. This is good. Let's stick a fork in it. And I think the key to all that, in all sincerity, has been our fans, our fan base. Mm-hmm. And I know every artist says that, but it really is the biggest component. You know, we've felt so much support and love from folks all through the years, through every change, through every lineup change, through every album. To still be going at this and doing this and having people show up, and not just show up, but more fans than ever.
That's great. Great news, right? Good news to get. We're talking with Tammy Rogers from the Steel Drivers. Their 20th anniversary is this year. They're out on tour. They're going to be coming to Music Haven for a show August 10th, a Sunday night. It's a great, great night out at the park. We love being out there at Music Haven. It's a fantastic time.
We love those types of events, for sure.
Yeah, and you have that new album called Outrun. Tell me about, did the album sort of come together because Sun Records came to you, or were you halfway into making it yet? Or
no, we had not started anything for sure. I mean, I'm always writing. I'm always working on songs. Let me just put it that way. Now, when the Sun Record deal showed up and we all thought that would be a fantastic thing to do, of course, you know, I got busy and wrote a few things leading up to when we set the recording dates. But, you know, I've got a back catalog nowadays of probably close to 1,000 songs.
Wow.
I mean, obviously not all those songs were written for the Steel Drivers. You know, they're just, when I sit down to write a song, I don't sit down and go, oh, what would the Steel Drivers do? I just want to write the best song I can write in that particular setting at that moment. So I went back and shuffled through some of my catalog, and then also our lead singer, Matt Dame, who's been with the band now for 4 years, brought in a couple songs, which are fantastic additions. Great to include, you know, his creative voice in that way. But we also knew, you know, we'd been planning this 20th anniversary tour, and we lost Mike Henderson back in September of 2023. He passed away suddenly, very unexpectedly. So we wanted to do something to honor his legacy. We included a couple songs from his old catalog. One song we used to do when he was still in the band, just never got around to recording it. And then another song that I knew was one of his personal favorites, and it felt like that it was a great addition to the songs on this record. So that's kind of how it came together. You know, it came together in a few months, and we got busy. I believe last October is when we went in the studio and recorded. Just super happy with the way it all came together.
So you turned that around pretty quickly then, didn't you?
Yeah, for us, for sure. Yeah. You know, historically, we haven't done a new record every year, you know, like a lot of bands, or a lot of bluegrass bands in particular. With them ready to go and willing to work with our timeline, you know, setting up this tour, it all fell in place really well and really quickly.
And the new record is called Outrun. And I really love that song, The River Knows.
I actually had the title of that and kind of the basic bones of the story, if you will. But I had the opportunity to get together with a couple friends and lots of times that's how I will work. You know, I'll walk into a songwriting appointment and I'll either have a title or I might have, you know, a verse or a chorus or something just to get us going, you know, get the songwriting appointment going. And that's what happened with that song. One of them, the co-writers, was the great Tom Douglas. If you follow country songwriting or a lot of music from Nashville, he's just truly one of the greatest lyricists of the past 20, 30 years. Co-writer on The House That Built Me, which is just such a phenomenal song. It was a treat. You know, I walked in feeling really good about this lyric that I had, and it was a treat to sit down with him and, you know, and I kind of talked through what I had and the storyline as I saw it. And man, he was like, oh, that's incredible. That's great. And just proceeded to completely rework my lyric. But it's so much the better for it, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about songwriting. You know, if you're willing to be in the moment and be flexible, I feel like that he took my original kind of seed of an idea and fleshed it out in so many, you know, so much more depth than I probably would have gotten to. And then of course, Daniel Etheridge is my other co-writer on that. And he's a younger songwriter, but a huge, huge Steel Driver fan. So he was very well aware of what our songs sound like and musically how they feel. So he came in with some great melodic ideas. So it was just really a great setting with the three of us there together.
Oh, that's great. We're talking with Tammy Rogers from the Steel Drivers, 20th anniversary this year. The new album is called Outrun, and we're going to have them in town for a Music Haven concert on August 10th. Can't wait to see you guys there. It's going to be so awesome. Now, Tammy, I want to let you get back to doing your stuff because you're busy out there. But I did want to ask you before I let you go, the Steel Drivers, how did you guys land on that as a name? It's hard to name a band, isn't it?
It is so hard to name a band. It doesn't, you wouldn't think that it would be. But seriously, you know, we had been together for several months. This is going way, 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 way back to the very beginning, of course. We had already determined that this was something that we all were into. I just remember showing up at Mike Henderson's house one night because we would usually rehearse on Sunday evenings. And he said, well, how about the Steel Drivers? Right. And we're like, okay, well, it sounds pretty good. And I mean, that was it. There was no real big discussion about it. And I remember asking, it's like, how did you come up with that? And he goes, it came to me in a dream.
August 10th, we're going to see the Steel Drivers at Music Haven. Tammy Rogers, thank you so much for having a chat.
Thanks, Chris.